Let's welcome on to the Michelle Woodhouse Show, Dave Bolick, a regular guest. Love to have Auditor Dave on the show. You can visit his website at auditordave.com. He is the Republican candidate on the November ballot for North Carolina Auditor, holds his undergrad from the University of North Carolina, both his MBA and law degrees from Campbell University, former assistant district attorney, longtime practicing attorney, currently a member of the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill Board of Trustees, the former chair. Dave, so honored to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here. It's always great to be on the show. And I know you've got Congressman Bishop on tomorrow. And actually, I'm sorry I'm not there in studio. Actually, Dan Bishop and I are campaigning together today in Wayne County.
Well, that is fantastic. There we go. I love it. We had Congressman Murphy on with us yesterday, and I know you're as a UNC fan, I'm sure you're excited for tomorrow night's kickoff against Minnesota. Hopefully you can squeeze in a little college football time on a break from campaigning, but we'll have Greg Barnes on with us after you as well. So we have like the Tar Heel Hour to kick off the show. I love it.
Yeah. Well, we're excited about football. I like college football, too.
Yes.
I'm excited about my wife is on the Board of Trustees at Western Carolina, so I'm actually excited about, and all of my wife's family went to NC State, so I'm also excited about the State Western game.
Well, there we go. Charles is looking through the glass. He is a WCU Catamount, a graduate from there, so it will be great. I absolutely love it, and if that Georgia Tech upset is any indication of what the ACC is going to look like this year, it'll be fun. I'm a Big Ten girl, and so we're looking forward. We love college football. It always gives me some hope that eventually it won't be 98 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, North Carolina is really, really home to a lot of great universities that perform at a high level on the football field and a lot of other sports.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're excited to let's talk about your race. We can talk about college sports all day. I love that. Yeah. Prince. We know that you're a Prince fan, so we had to give you some good bump music there. Welcome you in with Purple Rain. We're talking with Dave Bolick. He is the Republican candidate for North Carolina Auditor. Visit his website at auditordave.com. Before we dig in, you've had some really key endorsements, one you announced here live on the show, but I really want to talk more about that. Give our listeners, Dave, you've been on the show many times. I know you've been out, campaigning Murphy to Manio. You had a pretty crowded primary. You ended up defeating Jack Clark in a runoff. You have the full endorsement of everyone that ran against you. But remind our listeners, because I always think it's so important, remind our listeners what the North Carolina State Auditor actually does, what the job is.
Yeah, so the job is really important. It's been an overlooked, I think, Council of State position. And my campaign has largely hinged on me working to help boost the profile of the state auditor and redefine what the state auditor does. But there are three primary things the state auditor does. First, look at the financial accounting of state agencies and institutions and businesses, whether they be nonprofit or whatever, who receive state dollars. So you're in charge as the state auditor of making sure that the money the General Assembly appropriates is being spent the way the General Assembly intends it to be spent. You're also looking at basic compliance measures across state government and across state institutions. So that's the bread and butter of the auditor's office, combined with taking a look at waste, fraud, and abuse. Our former elected state auditor did a credible job, particularly in the municipality arena, of looking at waste, fraud, and abuse. There's a well-known audit that she performed of the city of Rocky Mount that found tens of thousands of dollars were being misappropriated to personal use of city council people, and that's the kind of thing that I want to continue for sure as the state auditor. But what I'd like to also do is take a look at the two other functions the auditor's office has, and that is the ability to audit for economy and efficiency and the ability to audit for what we call program results. And what that really means is going in and taking a look at the performance of state government and taking a look at agencies, and I've campaigned across the state, and I have indicated, and I'm not going to back off from it, we're going to start with the DMV. We're going to audit the DMV for economy and efficiency, because I've traveled across the state and heard from people all across this state that the Department of Motor Vehicles is the most inefficient train wreck in state government. And so we're going to take a look at it, both financially and for economy and efficiency, and give some recommendations to the governor and to the General Assembly on how to make the DMV better and how to make it work for the people of North Carolina. And I think that can really pay dividends for the people of the state, Michelle.
You know, and I know we talked about this last time that you were in. Representative Aaron Perret, the only Republican member of the General Assembly out of Wake County, has, I know the two of you have been working really closely on this. She has shared photographs over the course of the last couple months of lines outside of the DMV. I was talking with a friend up in Western North Carolina who just moved here from Tennessee. She needs to get new tags, new plates. She needs to do all the transfer, right? As we have, yeah, you know, we're the third fastest growing state in the country. We have, you know, by the time we get off the air today, we'll have 60 plus people who have moved into Wake County. She needs to get all these things done. Licenses getting set to expire on her birthday, et cetera, the stories that we all hear. And the earliest that she can get an appointment at the DMV is the end of October. So she'll have expired tags and an expired driver's license because she can't get them. She can't transfer them online. There are no appointments available for months. It is such an inefficient program, and we've got to figure out a way. And I know you, this is a top priority for you as you head in.
It is. It is. It is a top priority for a lot of reasons. First of which is, I don't believe it's the folks that work the front counters of the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's the leadership in the Cooper administration and the leadership of the DMV that has failed the public in North Carolina. You know, all you hear from them, all I've heard publicly from the head of the DMV recently is that it's the public's fault there's a lot of lines, number one. And number two, it's whining for money. But the governor's office and the Department of Motor Vehicles have had ample opportunity to appear in front of the General Assembly and articulate a plan of action to make that agency more efficient and effective. And quite frankly, they haven't done it. In fact, they refused to even go in front of the legislature and testify. They had to be hauled in by Representative Brendan Jones and by Senator Mike Lazara from Onslow County to answer questions. So this is a failure at the top, not a failure at the bottom. We're going to audit them. We're going to give solid recommendations on how to clean it up and make it work for North Carolina. And if it costs more money, we're going to make sure that the money that is spent gives a return on that investment.
Well, and I think that that is what voters are really looking for. We talk so much about maybe some personalities and a litany of things as we look at going into this November election. And it's crazy in the state of North Carolina. Next Friday, absentee ballots are going to hit mailboxes. So voting really starts a week from Friday here going into the November election. But people want common sense solutions for things that are the DMV. It's kind of a necessary nuisance, right? We all have to do it. But if we can take on departments that don't seem to be running efficiently, and I think to your point, and again, we're talking with Republican nominee for Auditor Dave Bullock. Visit his website, auditordave.com. He's the Republican candidate on the November ballot. It's fixing things that shouldn't be an issue, right? Let's get these things working efficiently. Let's bring them into the 21st century. Let's make programs like that where everybody has to use the DMV. We all do.
Right.
And to your point, this is a problem at the top, not a problem at the bottom.
And DMV touches, Michelle, DMV touches everybody.
Everything.
So it makes a lot of sense to do this. And, you know, it's just as simple as reading the statute and finding out that the state auditor has the authority. The current state auditor has done zero, has done nothing. This is a lack of leadership in the state auditor's office. It's a lack of leadership at the governor's office and in the Department of Motor Vehicles, the Department of Transportation, for not taking this on. And you know, the authority rests with the state auditor to do an economy and an efficiency audit. And that's exactly what we're talking about. is taking a drilling down and finding out about this. And look, we take on DMV. It's something that touches everybody. It's going to send a message clear to every other state agency of what's going to be expected moving forward.
Absolutely. And, I mean, to your knowledge, has the DMV ever been audited by the North Carolina auditor?
I'm sure that there's been a financial audit, but certainly not in recent memory or recent news have they done any type of audit, performance audit on the DMV. That to my knowledge, has not been done. And you know, quite frankly, I think that's part of what has set my campaign apart and what my rationale for running for auditor. Look, auditing the DMV and making it work for North Carolina, that's not a Republican or Democrat issue. That's a common sense North Carolina issue.
Right.
That's something that affects everybody.
Yep. You've also made a commitment to audit the voter rolls in North Carolina, which continues on both sides of the aisle. Again, a bipartisan issue, making sure that we get the voter rolls cleaned up. With so many people that move into the state, people that move out of the state, people that die, now that we're using voter ID, this will be our first general election with a requirement of a photo ID. There are a lot of moving parts to the voter rolls as well. And I think you've been very clear from the get-go that that's another area that you will be doing an audit.
Absolutely. Election integrity is something, again, that is a bipartisan issue. This is about making sure that our elections are run in a way that give the public confidence in our electoral process. And the auditor, I believe, stands in a unique position to be able to perform some audits. For example, voter tabulation audits, machine and technology audits, standard operating procedure audits, and then to your point, looking at the accuracy of the voter rolls and making sure that those voter rolls are accurate. I mean, that is an auditing function, and I think it naturally fits in the state auditor's office.
Absolutely. We're talking with Republican nominee for North Carolina Auditor Dave Bolick. You can visit his website at auditordave.com. Again, that's auditordave.com. Out on the campaign trail with Congressman Dan Bishop, who's the Republican nominee for Attorney General. Dan will be on with us tomorrow, 2:30, and so we're looking forward to that. Let's talk about a couple key endorsements that you've received as of late. You were actually here on the show live in the studio when you received the endorsement of the outgoing former Auditor Beth Wood. She's a Democrat, has been very vocal in her support of you, critical of the Democrat who's currently in there, Jessica Holmes. Tell our listeners why that type of endorsement is so important as they head to the polls and make a decision on who is the right person to serve as the next North Carolina auditor.
Well, I think it's important in the sense that it should let voters know that they should have confidence in my ability to handle the job. These jobs require adults. These jobs require people with professional experience who can go in and lead organizations in a professional manner and get effective results for the public. And former Auditor Wood's endorsement of me, I think, is an indication from somebody who clearly had some problems at the end of her tenure on some things that, quite frankly, didn't have anything to do with the auditing function of the state of North Carolina, but had been in that office for a long time. And I think that says a lot. It also says a lot about the broad base of support that my campaign has for the auditor's job.
Well, and we were together in Asheville when Donald Trump came in to do his economic rally. You had the great honor of doing the Pledge of Allegiance at this rally, but you also got a key endorsement from the stage. Tell our listeners a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, and, you know, had the opportunity to have a conversation with President Trump prior to the Asheville event, and then was able to have a conversation with him backstage at the Asheville event, and was very proud to receive his endorsement for state auditor. So, you know, if you put those two endorsements together, the former elected Democrat state auditor and the leader of the Republican Party nationally, former President of the United States endorsing my candidacy, I hope that says a lot of that I have for this job and my abilities to handle the job on behalf of North Carolinians.
Absolutely. We're talking with Republican nominee for State Auditor Dave Bolick. You can visit his website, auditordave.com. Again, that's auditordave.com. His website is fantastic. I can't wait for the Diet Coke commercials and the closet and the pocket. What do they call that? The pocket protector. I mean, all these things are so fantastic to see. You know, one of the things outside of your race for auditor, Dave, that you have been such a key leader on has been your leadership at the University of North Carolina on the Board of Trustees, played a critical role in taking on DEI. You've got a new chancellor in place. You have been very vocal in support of the young men, the young fraternity boys who actually spoke at the RNC. We've had them here on the show as well, that held up that American flag as the pro-Palestinian rioters were pelting the then interim chancellor with water bottles and sticks. So tell our listeners about some of the work that you've done in your role at the University of North Carolina, because I think it gives great insight into where you stand philosophically as well.
Yeah, and again, I think these Council of State positions are about experience, about having a backbone, and about having courage and the ability to stand in the face of opposition. And you know, the work we've done at Chapel Hill to bring balance, or working toward bringing more balance at the university, is about not giving ground. You know, this is we need normal North Carolinians to take a look at these and be involved in these roles like boards of trustees, so that there is a balance of ideology. And that's been really important. We were able to take a look, common sense, at the budget process, which is really what started me on this journey to state auditor, where there were 16 separate budgets running a $4.4 billion spend, and the budget was managed by the chief academic officer. Well, Michelle, that just makes no sense. And so we took that on as a board, and I was fortunate enough to be asked to lead that effort, and we led the effort to reform that to one all-funds budget that's forward-looking and that is managed by a chief financial officer. I mean, this is not rocket science. It's common sense, but sometimes it requires leadership in the face of opposition to make it happen, and it also requires the ability to get cooperation and collaboration. We were able to collaborate with the administration to get that done, and we cleared up $100 million structural deficit in the process that today would be north of $400 million had we not taken that on. And instead, we were running a modest surplus. We also instituted the School of Civic Life and Leadership. I introduced that at a board meeting in the face of opposition from the faculty, who told me that I didn't have the authority to do it and that it would never happen. And, you know, we're holding classes right now at Chapel Hill in the School of Civic Life and Leadership. We've got conservative professors on campus who are helping bring balance to the ideological tone of these classes. And to me, if I do nothing else in my public life, introducing that school I would have felt like I've been successful in my public sort of persona and what I've been able to do in my public life.
Well, again, we're talking with Republican nominee for Auditor Dave Bolick. Visit his website, auditordave.com. Again, that's auditordave.com. One last question, Dave, as we wrap up our segment. What are you hearing out there on the trail? You've been working so hard on the campaign trail. I've seen you at not just Trump rallies, but multiple events. As I said, Murphy to Manio, running 100 county campaign is not for the faint of heart. This is a big, big state. What are you hearing from constituents out there, voters that you're shaking hands with, be them Republicans, unaffiliated, Democrats? What are you hearing on the ground that they're most concerned about here in the state of North Carolina?
Well, what I'm hearing about is, first of all, wanting normalcy. A lot of voters want normal North Carolinians who have a moral compass and an ideological bent that is consistent with the values of everyday average working North Carolinians who want to live in peace, who want to go to work and raise their children here in North Carolina and make this their home. That's what I hear most. And then on the issues, I hear concern about the economy and concern about the border from almost everyone, and then inefficiency in government. I hear, because I've campaigned on it, I hear about this quagmire at the DMV every day, Michelle, probably 3 to 4 times a day. And so that's what I'm hearing, and I'm hearing that I believe President Trump will carry North Carolina. It may be close, but I kind of have the feeling it won't be as close as maybe the traditional news media wants it to be.
Well, you know, all eyes are on North Carolina. We're watching as the Biden-Harris or Harris-Biden, I have whiplash.
How crazy is it, Michelle, that I watched part of the Democratic National Convention, and it's as if that convention was run as if Donald Trump was the president, and they were running against an incumbent. I mean, these are the folks that are in charge, you know.
Right.
If Kamala Harris wanted to do something, she could do it today. I don't know what she's talking about day one. Day one was 3.5 years ago.
That's it. We've been talking about that here on the show. You know, we're at about 1,320-some days with her, and I have whiplash. We're going to talk with Caroline Sunshine, who is a Deputy Director of Communications for President Trump, in the 2 o'clock hour. And, you know, this flip-flopping on now. Now apparently Kamala Harris supports a border wall. Unbelievable.
We've not heard from her directly.
Correct. And lots of criticism around the fact that the interview that she's choosing to do, she will not do alone. She's doing with her running mate, Minnesota Governor Walz. A large group of business owners in Minnesota have come out today being incredibly critical of the failed economic policies and agenda that he puts forth. So a lot of eyes here, obviously, on North Carolina. These Council of State races are so important. The auditor race that you're in, that office has been held by a Democrat for a very, very long time.
And Michelle, you know this. I have stood in front of audiences, answered questions. I have for hours sometimes because a lot of questions. And Dan Bishop doing the same. In fact, he and I just got finished doing it. I got on the phone right after I finished my segment. He just wrapped up his segment. Out here talking to voters, talking to the public, answering questions. If we can do that at the state auditor level and the attorney general level in the state of North Carolina, I think the voting public should expect nothing less from a presidential candidate, for goodness sake.
Absolutely. Dave Bullock, thank you so much for joining us. We love having you on. Can't wait to bring you on multiple times between now and November. It is unbelievable to think that a week from Friday, people in North Carolina will already be casting their ballot as absentee ballots hit the mailboxes on September 6th. You can visit Dave's website, auditordave.com. Again, that's auditordave.com. Dave Bullock, thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle. Y'all have a great day.
You too.